The pictures are chilling. They remind us of that Beirut Army barracks bombing in 1983. This time, American soldiers dig through rubble after a suicide bomber in an explosive-packed van destroyed a NATO-Afghan outpost in Kandahar province in Afghanistan, killing six U.S. troops, wounding dozens of Americans and Afghans. There have been more fatalities this year in Afghanistan than in 2008, three times more. So let's start here today. Tyler Hicks took the pictures on the front page of the New York Times today. We'll have his photos at hereandnow.org. He joins us on a satellite phone from outside Kandahar City, where he's embedded with the medical helicopters that responded to yesterday's blast. And Tyler, we understand you could hear it 7 miles away. What did you see when you got there?
When we arrived, only about a 10-minute flight from where I started, it was clear as we were landing that something very bad had happened.
Well, the pictures show almost ancient mud walls, orange mud walls collapsed. And it looks like U.S. troops digging to try to get the troops that were there when the roof fell on them out of the debris. Were they able to get anyone out alive?
We arrived actually so soon that I didn't even see any of the American casualties. Most of them were still buried in the rubble when we landed. At that time, there were a lot of Afghan National Army soldiers clearly injured, some stumbling around, blood coming down their faces, a few on stretchers that they were rushing to the helicopter. I immediately ran up to where the blast site had happened, was able to take just a few photographs before I had to get back to the waiting helicopter.
I hear some helicopters behind you. Obviously, those helicopters were able to evacuate people, but we understand there wasn't room for everyone.
That's correct. There were so many injured, and this is I've done several times. I've been embedded with the medevac crews, and this is the worst incident that I've seen as far as the amount of casualties there were, the amount of people who were in need of help.
Well, Tyler, what are questions about security? This van was able to, you know, even though Afghan troops said they tried to stop it, it drove all the way up into the wall of this outpost and detonated. The Taliban has claimed responsibility, and we know that these outposts now dot this valley where you are and would seem to be equally vulnerable. So what are the questions?
I don't know the details of how they got that van of explosives so close to where the Americans were. What it indicates to me is this was something that was well planned out, and the details of the incident are still being worked out. But it was surprising that the van packed with explosives was able to saddle up so closely to where the Americans were.
Right. Well, and, you know, this is an escalation over the last couple of years. We just talked about, you know, how the number of deaths has tripled since 2008. Here in the Boston area, we've had three troops from Massachusetts die in the last 2 weeks. Is there a sense that the Taliban is stepping up the attacks ahead of the 2011 planned withdrawal of American troops?
Their tactics have changed. A few years ago, it was mostly small arms fire. You'd be shot at with AK-47s or rocket-propelled grenades. And what you see more and more are IEDs, mines, and suicide attacks like the one that happened yesterday. The real fear, at least for me when I'm out on patrols, are the bombs. And I think that feeling is shared by the American military who are out walking around as well.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, Tyler, we've spoken to you before. We know you've been in country many times. But here you are running up to this group of American troops. It looks like five or six of them desperately trying to dig through this rubble created by this suicide van to try to get to people buried there. Describe what you were hearing and feeling in that picture that we now see.
The main thing that impacted me was that scene where the Americans were digging. I mean, it was I could see the desperation in their faces, and they're very distraught and also very stressed out, trying to get their fellow soldiers out of that rubble.
Tyler Hicks, a photographer with the New York Times, you can see what he saw through his photographs at hereandnow.org. Tyler, thank you, and please stay safe.
Thank you very much.